Blog Talk Radio.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my own girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
We're
enough so you can feel it. You know what I'm saying? That was Jodeci Forever, My Lady. And I just wanted to start the midnight hour with a real throwback. You know what I'm saying? Welcome, everybody that's watching. And, you know, I expect more people to show up. People have been tweeting me. And I'm on the Facebook.com/Emma E2K. And Twitter is also Emma E2K. On the board tonight is CEO Lushy Lush over there in the DMV area. And, you know, getting things done. You know what I'm saying? So this is my first midnight hour. I'm going to be up midnight now on Tuesdays. Just an hour. Just to kind of recap on a couple of feel-good music. I'm always talking on my Facebook and stuff like that about music that made you feel good. You know, and not only old school, but, you know, there's not that much new, unfortunately, but I'm going to just mix it up. I'm just going to go and just start playing, you know, what to me and to a couple of people that I've spoken to say that is feel-good music. And then you give me your opinion. Call in 347-826-7722. And let me know, like, where were you? If, you know, if it's an old school joint, let me know where were you, who you was with, you know, what and who this reminds you of. You know, where were you at the time? Or if it's new, you know, the same thing. Like, when you first heard it, where were you? Like, what it took you back, what it did for you? Because music is so healing. You know, music is very healing. We use music to heal the soul. You know, I know I use music to heal the soul. And it makes me feel good. Certain songs that you play is like automatically. You can be upset, stressed, or whatever, and it's just like an automatic. It's something about the song, the beat, the lyrics, that when you hear it automatically, you're like, wow, yes. And you can just close your eyes and picture yourself somewhere, like in another island or with that certain person you're thinking about, or, you know, it just takes you wherever you want to go. Now, I go really warp with it. I don't just say R&B and all that. I'm a person that I just respect lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I think to me, feel-good music is about lyrics, you know? So, okay, so I'm just going to pick, you know, at random certain songs, you know, because I did do a playlist, but, you know, again, we're live and things don't happen sometimes the way you plan them. So I think we can go with some Lila James, My Joy. You know, Lila James, My Joy is a song that a lot of people be like, yo, you ever heard of Lila James? And they be like, who's that? And then they hear the music and they're like, wow, yo, she's powerful. She's a soulstress. And it's not too many people that could carry it like her. And she's very underrated, you know. So, you know, let's listen to some Lila James and call me 347-826-7722. And let me know if, it, you know, the music that I'm playing feels good to you. Because I'm playing tonight in my midnight.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell? I can't go on without you. And why you telling me I'm never gonna survive?
love going hard. I hear a knock, knock, knocking on the wall.
And as soon as I go deep,
getting it in there again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall.
Oh, you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. Well, I can fight. As long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off a log, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer, I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she was up to take me. She fucking hates me, and I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. It's so insane, cause when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with the wind in his back. She's Lois Lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. I snap, who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on him. I never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength.
Just gonna stay.
That's how we're supposed to.
Are you listening to the music that we're playing?
I actually am. I just heard that Rihanna Eminem joint. That's actually one of my favorite joints right now. You know what I mean? It's some truth there to that one. So I really like that song.
Now, tell me your ultimate feel-good song. What's your ultimate feel-good song? You know, everybody has, like, one particular song. Do you have, like, a real feel-good music?
I could go kind of old school with that one. I'm more of a Teddy Pendergrass kind of dude. You know what I mean? Turn off the lights. You know what I mean? That's my feel-good music.
Yes. Yes. See, that's when music was music. I always, I'd be like, yo, back then, I mean, it's not to be calling out our ages and stuff, but back then, music was music. Like, even the most thug dude, that like, they'll hear the music, and they'll be like, wow, okay, they start tearing a little bit, you know, so nobody is seeing stuff.
That's that real baby making music right there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I swear to God. I always end up going back to the 80s the most. I'm trying to stay, you see, I'm trying to stay kind of updated. I'm trying to stay updated, but you're going to hear, I may go a little back. I may just have to go a little back just to kind of show the point of why I'm doing the Midnight Hour. And it's just to let people know, like, you know, like the young people, they feel like, okay, this is a feel good music. It is a song. But we've been listening to this way back. Like, this goes really, really back.
Of course, of course.
You know, so, you know, let's see. I may educate somebody in the Midnight Hour tonight, but you made me feel good calling. I feel good all over.
absolutely.
We're going to have to go in the archives for something old, man. Let's see. Lush, let's go like old. That's the oldest stuff that we have. Howard Hewitt. Do we got some Howard Hewitt? Howard Hewitt. If we can pull some Howard Hewitt for the lover in you, That's going back, right? What you think? I'll be hitting it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right on the head. That's plenty old school for me.
That's plenty of school. All right, so let's look into the archives and let's see if I can pull that off. I mean, everything I'm playing is kind of, it'll hit us anyway, but, you know, that or a Jennifer Holliday, I think that's taking it back to Jennifer Holliday. Just with the names alone I'm hitting, I know you understand me.
Sade, you can even throw some Sade on. Some of the young cats know about Sade. They better know about her.
That's who Sade. It's not so. She's kind of back, but not. You know, she's kind of like.
She's not that far back, but she's back far enough to get the concept of good music. Feel good music, as they say.
I feel good music, right, because there's a difference. There's a difference. We're not really talking really music to, you know, the sex music. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, there's music for that. But I'm saying feel good music where you can just listen to it and it changes your whole mood whether you want
it
or not.
Absolutely.
And that's what feel good music is about. It's about that you can maybe you know, be stressed out for whatever reason, and then you just hear that song and it just takes you to a different place. It makes you feel good. Like, once you hear something and it makes you feel good, that's a feel good song.
I agree.
That's the quickest way to describe it. You know, people be like, but what do you talk about feel-good music? All the songs make you feel good. No, they don't. No. No, there's certain particular songs that have certain qualities that when you listen to them, you're like, wow. Mm-hmm. Even if just for those 3 minutes, those 2 minutes, those 4 minutes, you actually, it made you feel some sort of way, or it took you to another place where you wasn't even thinking about your current situation, then that right there, that, you know, that right there qualified just for that.
Absolutely. Sometimes you can listen to music and they just put a smile on your face because it reminds you of a childhood memory. That's considered feel-good music.
Right, absolutely. A certain era, you know, a certain time, you was with a certain person that made your heart pitter-patter or whatever, you know? Because it's usually that, right? It's kind of usually that. A crush.
I mean, sometimes it might be with a parent, you know what I mean? Something that you remember with your parents or with your brothers and sisters growing up. Yeah.
That's true, because when I listen to certain particular, like, Spanish music, like, certain old Spanish songs that my grandmother and my aunt come into mind, I remember us being, like, in the living room, dancing and bugging out, so, yeah, you're right
about
that.
Absolutely. One of those memories that I have, though, if these people are not onto it, is Juan Luis Guerra. That's a very old song that I had that I always listened to on a Saturday with my parents when we got up early Saturday morning and we did the cleaning of the house thing.
Morning
and
cleaning. I swear everybody cleans. Everybody cleans Saturday morning. Everybody. I remember, man. I couldn't hang out Friday, Saturday morning. My mother was like, I don't care what you did Friday night. Everybody up and clean. I got another caller. Hang on a second. 516, you're on with Emma E2K. and the feel good music.
Emma, how you feeling, Mama?
I'm feeling good, actually. Who's this and where you calling from?
This is Rodney, Green Eyes Rodney. I'm calling from, what's going on? I'm a New Yorker, but I'm just residing in Massachusetts. You know what's the deal.
It's all good. I'm a New Yorker, too, and I'm in Philly. No problem. Chat room, I see you. Everybody in the chat room is going bananas. I see y'all, man. Good looking on the check-in. That's what's up. We're right now talking about feel good and playing feel good music. I was trying to go into the archives to see, Lush, was you able to find me some Howard Hewitt or Jennifer Holliday, or, you know, something like way back like that? I'm trying to go a little way back, just a little way back, a little something. We had just finished Eminem Rihanna, which is another feel good joint. We played Jodeci, Forever My Lady. So, you know, these are.
I got a request.
I got a request,
if I may. But
if we don't play it this week, I got you for next week. It's just like everybody's hitting me with all the old school stuff. I'm like, all right, I got a list.
That's what's up, though, because I heard, you know, the prior caller, I didn't catch his name. I heard the name Sade, you know, and
he mentioned Sade.
I mean, Sade is not just a singer. She's an artist, a full artist.
And it's
just like, you know, in the movies you got actors, but then you got artists. You know what I'm saying? And something for me will be right now at the very moment that'll make me feel good. Like, I'll quote Eminem. He said, music can change moods and alter you.
Yes.
You know, Maxwell's Fortunate.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I got some Maxwell. You know what? Hang on. Hang on one second. Let me see. Because it's like a whole, I could go this way or that way. I get excited myself. I'm like, oh my God, I want to play like everything at the same time. All right. Because I got old school and new school. I'm trying to mix, you know, I'm trying to like not lose the new people. They're like, oh, here she goes, stop playing that 80s stuff. But I can't help it. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, back, I'm sorry. Like, what do you want me to do? I'm already past 40. Like, you know? So, let's go with Alicia. Let's go with some Alicia. She's current and she's still a good artist and she has music that, she has feel good music. Alicia does have feel good music.
Oh, absolutely.
Ever since she came in the scene, she definitely, play some feel good music. So let me mess with Alicia. I got several of her. I don't even know what is gonna come out. Lush, can we get some Alicia?
There you go.
Thank you.
some Feel Good Alicia. And now I'm going to stay a little current, and I'm going to play some of Joel Ortiz is current, and he has some song called Call Me. And it's, if you hear it, it kind of gives you like that old school feeling. And it's a feel-good song as well. So here's Joel Ortiz, Call Me.
Call me.
Call me.
Call me. Call me.
Call
me. She had that perfume with the only smell. Hair scrunchied up in a ponytail. Gold hoop earrings with her name on them. I had the Coliseum fronts with the fangs on them. Ooh, then his waist with the fat. Had me all happy to go to math class. Yeah, I had to go for it, baby. Sent the letter over, circle yes, no, or maybe. And she looked back with the cool blush, showing me the results of a nice toothbrush. Yeah, we rode home on the same school bus. Confident, consistent, I'm crushing these new Pumas. Yeah, and she told me she's from the south side. Told her I'm from Cooper, she looked at me with her mouth wide. Like, I got fam out there. I gave her the number, now you got a fan out there. Man, I really hope this girl
call me.
I remember.
So I'm bumping my Smith & Wesson. Knock on my room door, Ma, give me a second. Threw on a t-shirt, slid on my old eyes. Open the door, she passed me the phone, oh my. So I took me a deep breath, yo. Fingers crossed, I answered the phone, hello. Boy, so official. Hey, Joelle, what you getting into? I said, I'm getting dressed to come get you. She laughed. I said, it's Saturday, a nice flick. She agreed, meet me at the Commodore at like 6. Threw on my Jabos, dusted off the ball. Sipped the Helly Hansen out the door, good to go. She's standing there, stretch pants, 54 11, yelling, hurry up, they want me in the crib before 11. Did the movie thing, a little bite to eat. The whole night was sweet. Ended it with a kiss, some light on the cheek. It's
this is throwback right here. Joel Ortiz. I said, I remember.
Call me.
You don't talk about.
It's a little more than the dates now. Yep, she be in the crib all late now. Ha, we be kicking it, then we lay down. Turn the lights off and press play on the 8th town. Ooh, we being fresh like Easter. I made her vibrate like my beeper. My mother said she a keeper. I can see myself trying Mrs. Ortiz. Then I bumped into Lisa telling me how she missed me. We up in this party, I'm feeling a little tipsy. She trying to kiss me all in my face. One thing led to another, we all in the staircase. She told Tasha, who told Christy. My phone rang the next day, how could you kiss me? You said you love me and we'll always be together. Do me a favor, Joel. Don't you ever, 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 ever. A party in Survivor. Yeah, that was like 95, man. I'm still tripping over that. Damn, she look good. Sometimes I think I hear Call Me. But it's all good.
Lush Radio Online. And it's time to play a song. Howard Hewitt. Okay. Shout out to the chat room. I heard the chat room is going crazy, so I have to address the chat room. I know you're out there. Make sure you type in your request, and if we don't get to it this week, we'll definitely get to it the next. I have a Rodney and Freeze is on the line. So, guys, I'm about to play something that we were discussing earlier. I was trying to stay current. Well, I was staying current. I played some Alicia, and I played some. I think we're ready. We're ready? I was on Howard Hewitt. Or am I hearing somebody talking? I think I'm either hearing somebody on the line or the music is coming in. What happens when you're live? Okay. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in on the stream. Hearing some. What am I hearing? Okay, that's my caller, one of my callers. Who's that? I don't know if that's Rodney's background, Freeze's background.
Nah, I'm good. I'm just chilling.
Okay, all right. I'm just trying to get, you know, I thought that we had it ready, the Howard Hewitt, and I was excited, and I'm still going to stay excited, just waiting for it. So what did you think about the Joel Ortiz, Kwame? Hello? Any of my callers? Anybody?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here.
So what did you think about Joel Ortiz?
Joel Ortiz, what? That was just the Call Me joint?
Yeah, that Call Me. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that was hot. That was hot.
That was hot, right? It's like that old
absolutely.
So now what I'm going to do, I'm just going to play.
You know, if you really want to, you know, throw something for the lovers out there.
Yeah.
You can either do Jodeci if you think you're lonely now.
Okay, well, hold on.
You know?
I play something of Jodeci. I play Forever My Lady. But let me hit you with the Howard Hewitt.
Bang. Hit me.
All right. Let me hit you with that. And
so why are you so quiet?
Howard, I really don't know how to put it in words.
Just take your time, baby.
I'm scared. It's painful. So confusing. A man seems to be one thing. It turns out to be something else.
And I can tell that you've been hurt before.
I'm just so tired of being disappointed.
You know, it's funny. There's some men out there that really don't know how to treat a woman. You know, they don't understand that the more you give, the more you receive. I mean, if you give your woman a house, she'll return a home. If you give her food, she'll return a meal. If you give her your seed, she'll return a child. And that's why I want you to completely understand that this is for the lover in you.
Oh.
Tonight is feel good music, and I got 5 minutes to end the show. Oh man, it's already over. But I hope that I was able to give you some, and whatever that I didn't give you, please hit me on the Facebook with your playlist, or hit Twitter me, both Emma E2K, and give me your list, and let me, you know, next week, or give me a chance every week, come tune in with me on the midnight hour. And my mission would be to play feel good music, you know. So that's gonna be my mission every Tuesday, midnight to 1 a.m. People already requested for me to stay on longer, so let's see. The more feedback I get, then I guess, you know, I can always try to extend the show. But for now, it's just an hour, unfortunately, and we have 5 minutes, so I'm just gonna play a little bit of feel good music as we leave. But before that, I wanted to say, everybody, you know, peace, love, and hair grease, man. And, you know, God first, or, you know, whoever it is that you believe in, whether it be a he or she, you know, a spiritual, a higher power, higher being, whatever it is that keeps you focused and grounded and allows you to wake up every day with a smile upon your face, then, you know, that's what it is. Peace and love to everybody. I'll be here next Saturday. I'll be here Saturday. You took care of the spot from 8 to 10, but I'll be here in the midnight hour every Tuesday. So thank you, everybody, for hanging out with me. Peace to Ronnie and Freeze is on the line. And we're just going to go out with some either Jaheim or Jennifer Holliday, something, one of those. I don't know. One of those. We're going to play one of those. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Chat room, I see you. I know y'all going crazy. Y'all going Benitez with the song I'm playing. And it makes me feel good. So stay feeling good. You know, that's just the main of the main objective here is everybody feel good. Feel good and do good. So peace.
I wanna be the one who you believe in your heart is empty. to a man. Love ain't what you thought it could have been.
Don't notice when you change and you don't feel as good as you used to before.
And everything you used to say, everything you used to do, went right out the door.
Bang.